I'm Steve McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Teresa Brannon, B-R-A-N-N-E-N. Address is 675 Sunset Drive, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-680-2813. ID is XXXXX2427. Date of birth is 11-28-1961. 60-year-old, married. Retired Butte County law enforcement and administrator. Insurance is Medicare / Health Net. Pharmacy is Walgreens, 530-876-8222. It's addressed to Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L-D, L, capital E-L, dash, capital K-H-A-L-M-D. $2,800 Lincoln Avenue, Oroville, California, 95966-5961. Phone 530-534-7500. Fax 530-534-0210. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of primarily lower extremity limb movements, subparagraph. Clinical history of treated restless leg syndrome, subparagraph. Concurrently on carbidopa levodopa 25-250, one at bedtime, one half in the morning. Dear Dr. Alcohol, thank you for referring Teresa Brannon for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. As I'm sure you already remember, she was under the care of Dr. Courtney Badour, B-A-D-O-U-R, D period, O period, who transitioned his care to the VA after the campfire, new paragraph. She was placed on carbidopa-levodopa many years ago, approximately 4 to 5 years ago, following a possible trial of ropinirole, which she declined because of her concerns of possible side effects by her report, new paragraph. She reports that she has generally done well with this medication, which she has to take at bedtime to allow her to not have restlessness at night where she can sleep. Otherwise, she would have limb contractures and movements for which she would have to get up and move around until improved. New paragraph. She takes a half a tablet by her report in the morning, but has to be careful about induced somnolence. New paragraph, she has had underlying sleep study conducted through Owens Respiratory, for which we will request her reports for consideration of treatment with, by her report, positive findings. New paragraph. By her report, she's had no other medication therapeutic attempts except to be taking APAP/hydrocodone for her chronic lumbar spinal pain. Subparagraph, she's in a quandary as to whether this is causing some of her symptoms, which she believes it may. Subparagraph, in consideration of this, I referred her back to her pain management specialist to discuss her current analgesic use for possible alternative therapies. New paragraph. Other concerns reported today were health and nutrition. New paragraph. She completed the International Restless Leg Syndrome Rating Scale. Reporting that her symptoms are severe, overall with a need, severe need to move around because of her symptoms. Moderate relief from leg discomfort with movement, comma. Severe sleep disturbance when not treated. Severe sleepiness during the daytime, with common restless leg syndromes on a daily basis. Severe symptoms when occurring, severe impairment in daily activities, a moderate impairment in mood disturbance, new paragraph, she had a total score of 29/40, which is considered to be severe symptoms. New paragraph. She describes recurrent episodes of limb-like cramp movements that can occur at any time without precipitation. New paragraph. She's currently taking new paragraph medications, this is vertically. She currently takes Zoloft 50 milligrams daily for, quote, fibro, unquote, carbidopa-levodopa 25/250, up to twice a day for restless leg syndrome, singular 20 milligrams daily allergies, hydrocodone, that's APAP, hydrocodone 7.5/325, 3 daily due to discogenic disease and spinal arthritis. She also takes probiotics and vitamin D. New paragraph. She describes allergies to non-steroidals and aspirin, new paragraph. Past medical history. She gives a history of previous anemia, arthritis, skin cancer, ulcers, new paragraph, infectious disease history, new heading, bronchitis, chickenpox, tonsillitis, vaginosis. Subparagraph, recent medications include cortisone for spinal disease, new paragraph, systematic review of symptoms, general, she reports reduced sleep, sense of chills and dizziness, EENT, she has blurred vision, ophthalmological evaluation pending. She reports difficulty with swallowing, with food becoming, quote, stuck, unquote. An ear discharge. She wears eyeglasses. She describes tinnitus and sinus disease. New paragraph. Respiratory, she has a history of asthma and wheezing, but no recent treatment. Cardiovascular, she reports a history of low blood pressure, reduced circulation, varicose veins, difficulty walking two blocks, endocrine, her skin has become drier. Gastrointestinal, she reports chronic constipation, food sticking in her throat, hemorrhoids in piles, painful bowel movements, rectal bleeding, and a history of stomach ulcer. New paragraph. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, she has a history of anemia. She has slow healing after cuts. She reports difficulty with excessive bleeding after dental extraction or surgery. She has no history of abnormal bruising or bleeding. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal. She describes difficulty walking, pain in her calves or buttocks, suggesting claudication, varicose veins, and neuromuscular weakness. New paragraph. Next, she reports stiffness. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological, she gives a history of painful intercourse. New paragraph. menarche occurred, I'm sorry, she stands 6 feet tall, weighs 195 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 14. Last menstrual period was, quote, years ago, unquote. Last pap smear 2021. Rectal examination not described. She has completed mammography. She did not describe childbirth. Sexual function. She's not sexually active. She describes discomfort with intercourse. She describes no risk factors or history of transmissible infectious disease. New paragraph. Mental health. She describes feelings of depression, problems with her appetite, dyspnea, panic when stressed. She's seen a counselor. Stress is a major problem for her. She denied tearfulness or frequent crying, suicidal ideation or gestures. Neuropsychiatric. She's never been referred to see a psychiatrist, had psychiatric care. She denies the history of convulsions. Feigning or paralysis. Personal safety. She does not live alone. She denied frequent falls. She denied visual or hearing loss. She has not completed advanced directive. Did not request additional information to do so. She denied exposure to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on November 28, 1961. She's 60 years old. New paragraph, her father was deceased at age 79 of uncertain reasons. Her mother at 79 with cancer. She has one brother, age 56, in fair health. Her husband's age 65 in fair health. She described no children. New paragraph. Family history was reported to be positive for arthritis, hay fever, cancer, heart disease / stroke, hypertension, and kidney disease. She denied a family history of bleeding tendencies, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, mental illness, tuberculosis, or other serious disease. Education. She completed high school in 1979, college in 2014. New paragraph, social history and health habits. She's married. She never takes any alcohol. She smoked a pack of cigarettes per day. She denied recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There are no children at home. Occupational concerns. None are reported. Serious illnesses and injuries. She has a previous history of fracture, but no history of concussions, loss of consciousness, serious illnesses, or injuries. New paragraph, operations and hospitalization. She's never had a blood transfusion. Gastric bypass was performed in 2009. Tonsillectomy, 2013, all with good outcome. She reports no prolonged hospitalizations for medical care. New paragraph. neuromusculoskeletal review systems, general. She reports blurred vision, dizziness, fatigue, lightheadedness, disequilibrium, and tinnitus. Head. She denied headaches, fainting symptoms, or blackouts, or history of altered mental status or similar family history. Neck. She has myospasm. More on the right, affecting her right arm. She describes a sense of swelling or pain in her neck, but denied other symptoms of her back and arms. She reported myospasm in the low back and leg, but denied other symptoms. Middle back. She denied symptoms, low back. She reported weakness in her legs. New paragraph, shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms. Hips. She reported some symptoms that are reduced when she does not lie on her hips. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she reported numbness in her feet improved with massage. She describes pain in the tips of her feet that are numb with paresthesias but denied weakness. New paragraph, neurological review systems. She describes some blurred vision on the right. Subparagraph, ophthalmological evaluation is pending. New paragraph. She denied difficulties with her sense of smell, taste, or phonation, but describes difficulty with swallowing, with food becoming stuck in her throat. New paragraph. She describes generalized motor weakness. New paragraph. She describes some sensory paresthesias distantly, asymmetrically on the right by her report. New paragraph. She denied unusual tremor, but reports muscular movements in her lower extremities exacerbated at night, interfering with sleep if she does not take her medication, sometimes symptomatic during the day, for which she takes a half a carbidopa-levodopa tablet. New paragraph. She denied unusual ataxia or falls. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Teresa is a mildly overweight, well-developed, well-nourished, right-handed, married woman who is alert-oriented, pleasant, but seems somewhat distracted. Mental status evaluation during her clinical examination demonstrates periods of staring to the right during physical maneuvers without obvious distractibility. New paragraph. Further questioning reveals that she was not aware of this behavior. New paragraph. Motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph. Sensory examination remains preserved. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are possibly slightly more brisk at the patellar, but preserved bilaterally and without unusual deficits. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes was unremarkable. New paragraph. cerebellar and extrapyramidal rapidologizing and successive movements were accomplished, as was fine motor speed testing without asymmetric or halting characteristics. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers discloses no inducible neuromuscular rigidity or cogwheeling. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination shows fluid ambulation, normal turning, tandem heel and toe. Romberg is unsteady but negative. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Teresa Brannan presents with a history of having symptoms of restless leg syndrome with partially successful treatment with moderate doses of carbidopa levodopa started years ago. By her report, there may have been progression of her symptoms. New paragraph. For clinical examination today, however, demonstrates right-sided fisting on ambulation and steering distraction during physical examination maneuvers, suggesting left brain dysfunction. New paragraph. Her clinical history would suggest that the movements that she's experiences, while possibly a consequence of her analgesics, may be a secondary manifestation of the dopamine medication that she's taking. Subparagraph, she's never had a trial successfully of a dopamine agonist. New paragraph. Recommendations. With her positive asymmetric neurological clinical findings, neuroquantitative brain MR imaging will be obtained at Open Systems Imaging. New paragraph. Diagnostic electroencephalogram will also be completed. New paragraph. With her history of a positive sleep study, we will obtain her records from Owens for review and consideration for further treatment. New paragraph. Laboratory testing for common etiologies of encephalopathy, contributory metabolic etiology, and focal cerebrovascular disease will all be obtained for examination and review. New paragraph. I had an extended discussion with her today regarding her history, clinical presentation, and answering a number of questions that she posed regarding her future and ongoing health. New paragraph. I will see her for review with further recommendations with the results of her testing in consideration of a trial of reducing her dopaminergic medication during the day to exclude contributory dyskinesia. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.